Morning, boo. I'm kind of getting used to this now. Okay, so yesterday I met up with an old friend who used to work with in partnership in a website I used to help run, which sadly no longer exists anymore. But yeah, we were talking about film distribution, naturally, and the way it's going, the way it's changing, the way marketing is evolving due to social media and the fact that everything is instant and you don't have to wait for the newspaper to drop on a Friday anymore to get your film reviews or features, etc. And she was talking about how she works for a rather large international distribution company. And her job used to be regional media, which used to be on a day-to-day basis. She'd be talking to regional journalists, sorting out them going to press screenings and ensuring that they had everything they needed to cover a film in a interesting, decent and vast manner. And she's now telling me that she pretty much predominantly deals with shopping centres. Now, it may be a complete and utter mind bleep, but how... shopping centres and film, I don't get that connection. I mean, I get it in terms of footfall and advertising, but they don't care. They're not going to know interesting facts and they're not going to spend hours researching and being a journalist. They're just going to send a tweet out, which realistically, according to her, they don't retweet anyway. So the value is somewhat lost. It's just annoying. My background's regional journalism. And for a fair few years, I got to be going around the world and going to London and speaking to actors and directors and met some very interesting people and learned a lot about the craft and the trade. And one of the reasons why I own Screen 22 now, I guess. And it's just frustrating. Yes, newspapers are obviously dying. When the Notts Post, the Leicester Mercury and the Derby Telegraph amalgamated, I happened to be doing work experience for the film editor of the Derby Telegraph. And it was like a death zone. There were so many desks that were empty. There were just these notes lying around and it was absolutely devastating. And to hear yesterday that pretty much regional journalists don't get a look in anymore with only two press screenings for some of this company's films per country, no longer per city like it used to be. It's just the death of regional journalism, and it's made me sad this morning. Not all that happy. And the fact that exclusives don't exist anymore, because once something goes online, it's no longer exclusive to another territory. It can't be exclusive to France or Germany or Spain or America or whoever. And that is rubbish, because it means that regional journalism has become a dying art form.